Amen. Well, I am excited today to continue on in our series called Not Anymore. This series has been focused on 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And throughout this chapter, we've been looking at the implications of the resurrection of Jesus Christ on our lives. And so we started with Easter Sunday and recognizing that Jesus isn't dead anymore. So that means everything to our lives, right? And so not only is Jesus not dead anymore, but that means something to us. And so today we continue on in this series. And so I do want to encourage you, if you have Bibles there with you, to go ahead and turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and we'll get to those verses here in just a moment. Today, what I really want to talk about is what you're afraid of. What are you afraid of? I mean, think about it. I know that maybe thinking about what you're afraid of is maybe you'd really rather not think about that because you're afraid of it. You might try not to think about some of those things. From what I understand, the one thing that most people are afraid of is actually what I'm doing right now in this public speaking, right? It's this lack of confidence that what you might say is actually going to sound right. Hopefully, I'm helping you with that because most of what I say doesn't sound right. So that should make you feel better about maybe overcoming that fear for yourself. But I also realize that a lot of people are afraid of death, are afraid of dying, afraid of what will happen at the end of their lives. And so there's this fear, this uncertainty, if you will, of what is going to happen when I die. For me, I think part of the reason why we have this fear of death, and in fact, let me grab my whiteboard here. I'm so excited to be able to get into this here. When doing this on video, I don't often get a chance to get all my toys out, but today we're going to play with the whiteboard a little bit. And because I want to illustrate a little bit why I think it is that we actually have a fear of death in particular. For example, let me show you. We would probably understand life as we have this point where we are born, and then we have this life that we live, and then there is this point when we die, right? And part of the reason why I think sometimes a lot of people are afraid of death is because they find themselves on this line somewhere, and they're afraid that they're too close to the end, or maybe they have regrets about things that they didn't do in their lives, or maybe they have regrets about things they did do that they wish they would not have, and they feel like they can't overcome those issues. So they're afraid not just of death, but they're afraid that their life is not allowing the opportunity to overcome some of the previous choices they've made in their life. This death point, this end point, is really just a reminder that time is running out. If you think about it, it's kind of, in a similar way, that's probably where our fear of public speaking comes from too, right? I mean, at one point you have this, there's probably a point in your life where maybe you had to do a project at school. Maybe there was something where you had to get up in front of somebody else, or maybe it was just you talking to that guy or that girl that you really liked, and you just felt like you just made such a fool of yourself talking there, right? There's this beginning point that we have. There's this starting point where something gets into our mind that tells us, that's not going to work very well. And then what we do is we spend all of our time reinforcing that idea in our minds until eventually we get to a point where we just convince ourselves that we cannot do that thing. In other words, we cannot be a good public speaker because this one time this happened and my life reinforced it the whole time. So now I find myself in what we might refer to as a dead end. Death. We've gotten to the dead end of saying, I can't do that. It's not possible for me to be successful there. I'll tell you what one of my biggest fears are, and that is that somehow as a parent that I have actually failed my kids in some way or another. And the reason I feel that way is because I can point to some very specific instances in my parenting where I did things that I know were not in submission to God's Holy Spirit. I know that I did some things that were not that God would not have been pleased with in my parenting, right? And so there was this thing that was born. There was this thing. There was this idea that was started. And in my life now, I have sort of reinforced that idea in my mind until now I've gotten to the point sometimes where I feel at this dead end, like I'm never going to measure up as a parent. I might as well just invest in counseling now because my kids are going to be messed up and it's going to be all my fault. Like that's a genuine fear that I live with, that I'm stuck in this dead end of never being able to be a good parent because everything in my life has reinforced that message. Well, how do we get out of these dead ends? Like, how do we overcome these fears that we have? How do we take these things that we're afraid of and actually turn them around for God's glory? Well, I think that as Paul is speaking to the church in Corinth here in chapter 15, I think he actually has some insight for us in that way. And so let me turn there now. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Starting in verse 50. And before I read that, though, let me just pause for another moment of prayer. Lord God, I thank you so much for your presence here with us now. I thank you, Father, for the power of your word. And I ask, God, that you would help us, Lord, to submit to the power of your holy word right now. God, I ask in the name of Jesus that my words would be yours, and that your message alone would be proclaimed in this place. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would help us all to have the courage to say yes to you. Whatever it is you're leading us into and however that might look, God, help us to say yes to you today, right now, wherever we are. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting in verse 50. And Paul continues on here in this conversation in regard to resurrection and particularly the resurrection of Jesus. And he says, I declare to you, brothers and sisters, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. All right, so here's what I need you to get here. See, so we have this this very linear idea of life and death here. And what I want to do, just for sake of principle here, is I want us to look at our fears through the lens of this fear of death, right? And so if we look at this as here we are born, and here we die. Don't worry, my penmanship is just as good as in person as it is on video. But here we are born, and here we die, and this is where we live. Many times we can have in our minds this very linear idea of what it means to live. But what we find here is what Paul is talking about is that Jesus came and he messed up this whole way of thinking in regards to life. Because the Bible tells us here in verse 54 that death has been swallowed up in victory through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So what that means is that even though Jesus was born, right, because he's 100% man, so he was born as man, even though he's also eternal as God. That's a whole nother sermon. We'll get into that another day. But he was born, he lived a life, he did die on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. But then what God did is he swallowed up death in order to bring him back to life. All right? So he swallowed up death in order to bring him back to life. We need to recognize that death was not the end of Jesus. Death was not the end. He did have his bodily form did have a start date, and his bodily form did have a, well, let me step back from that. And he did die on the cross. Let me say it that way. He was born here. He did die there. But death was not the end of his story. No, Jesus was raised to life again. He was resurrected, which means then that he overcame everything that was a dead end. Death is the only thing that nobody could imagine could be overcome. Yet the Father overcame death itself in raising Jesus up from the dead. What that means is that we have access to this victory as well. Because Jesus was made alive, like, we can live in this victory too. And so even though we might find our fears on this continuum somewhere, we might find ourselves stuck in a dead end here, but our dead end does not have to be the end of our story. No, we can, in submission to Jesus Christ, we can be made alive as well. In fact, let me do this a little bit differently here. Let me keep going to verse 55. Let me do this. Verse 55. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. See, here's what I need you to see in this. When Jesus, when the Father overcame death in bringing Jesus back to life, what that means is that there's no longer this very linear understanding of life and death, but rather it is more of a more circular in nature, because death is not the end. In fact, Jesus is still alive today. So what that tells us is that in Jesus, the end is life, not death. The end is life. Death is not our end. In fact, life was the end of and is currently the end of Jesus. He is eternally living, right? And as we are submitting ourselves to him, we can be eternally living as well. Now, here's where we experience this in our lives today. Many of us, even as it talked about here, that the sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law, but thanks be to God, he gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. See, as we are alive, we are going to sin. We're going to do things that are in opposition to God's will. We're going to do things that do not please him. We are going to do things that hurt our lives and the lives of others around us. Sin is going to be a part of our life. And the Bible tells us very clearly that sin leads to death. It does. The question is then, what are we supposed to do with this? Like, how are we supposed to address this? If sin is going to be a part of our lives, then how do we overcome the death that will bring to us? Well, see, what we do is we have to trust in this Jesus who has been made alive. And if we trust in Jesus, then as he was made alive, then we get to ride that wave of life as well. And the Bible tells us that we are then reborn. When we accept that we are a sinner in need of a Savior, when we believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross to forgive us of our sins, when we confess our sins and confess that Jesus is Lord, then we become a believer in Jesus, and we get to ride this wave of faith, this wave of grace, and we get to be born again, that we might continue to live in him, that we don't have to stop with the dead ends. we get victory through Jesus. Now, what I want you to see here as well is that this connects to all of our fears too. Because all of our fears are leading us to death. All of our fears are holding us back from everything that we could be in our lives. All of our fears are telling us who we can't be and who we're not and how broken we are. But in faith, with faith in Jesus, we can actually not let this be our end, but rather be the next step toward being made alive again. In verse 58, Paul finishes this section by saying, "Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." One of the reasons I think it is so paramount that we understand how our fears hold us back is because I believe that God has positioned us to be able to make a kingdom impact on other people around us as well. And when we allow ourselves to stop with death and stop with the dead ends, then we don't position ourselves to be able to speak life into others. Watch this now, watch this. So Jesus was born, lived a perfect life, died a perfect death, and was risen again that we might all be forgiven of our sins and be saved, right? And we were born, we lived a life that led into sin. We all sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. We all lived in that point of death in our sins. But when we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us, and He brings us new life. But watch this, because there are some people that God has put all around you in your life. And right now they are living this life totally overcome by all these different fears, all these wonderings about who they are, the purpose they have. All these people are around you right now, and they're all finding themselves in dead ends. If they're not walking with Jesus, they're in a dead end, even if they don't know it. And I believe that, especially according to these verses here, that God has given us a work to do that will not only show us that Jesus is alive still, and not only show us that we can be born again, but he wants us to overcome death so that we can lead others into this new life as well. See, this faith relationship with Jesus is not just about you. It's never been just about you. When Jesus overcame death, yes, he did that for you, but it wasn't just for you. See, before Jesus left this earth and was ascended to the Father, he gathered his disciples together and he told them one very, very important thing. And that was to go and to make disciples. But they already were disciples. Like, they weren't saviors. They were disciples. And Jesus was telling them, yes, go and make other people that are just like you, that are going to go and make other people that are just like you. Like, this is the pattern of the church here. This is it. Jesus overcame death. We have victory because of that. And so he is alive. So that means we can be born again, so we can lead others to the same life in Jesus Christ, so that they can lead still others. And this is how the kingdom grows. Here's what I want you to catch in this more than anything. And that is that whether you're a Jesus follower today or not, I know you've got people around you that are hurting, that feel like they are stuck in this dead end. And I know that more than anything, you would love to be able to help them out of that dead end, but you probably feel like you don't know how to help. And the truth of the matter is, you can't. That isn't something you can do. You can't overcome death. You didn't swallow up death. You don't have victory over death. Jesus has victory over death. The Father swallowed death in order that Jesus might be made alive. Like, we want to see people set free and made whole, but we've got to realize we can't do that on our own. If we want to see this kind of life change happen to the people that we love the most, it starts with us. And we've got to recognize that until we submit our lives to God through relationship with Jesus Christ, we're not going to be able to show others how to be reborn and how to live lives that are not overcome with fear, but are filled with the joy and the victory of Jesus Christ. So it really comes down to us asking ourselves, like, are we going to continue to live in the fear that's holding us back? Or are we going to say not anymore? Are we going to let ourselves be afraid to speak publicly about the name of Jesus Christ? Or are we going to say not anymore? Are we going to be afraid to talk to our friends about how Jesus might be able to speak hope in their lives? Or are we going to say not anymore? Like I'm tired of fear holding back the church. I'm tired of fear keeping us from how other people might need delivered. Like, I'm tired of the devil overcoming us like this. What if we just decided to say not anymore? No, I'm going to be a part of living this new life. And I'm going to make sure that I do everything that I can to lead others into this new life as well. I want to invite the worship team to come back up. And before we sing a couple of other songs, I really want to encourage you to really think about the fears that you have in your life. What are those things that feel like a dead end to you? What are those things that are holding you back? I want you to know that when Jesus was risen from the dead, He provided for you the power that you need to be set free from everything that would hold you back. Every fear, every struggle, everything. You can be set free. Death does not have to be your end. Sin does not have to be your end. No, you can be set free because Jesus has already provided the victory through His resurrection. I want to encourage you to really, really ask yourself, who's directing your life? Is fear directing your life? Or is your faith in Jesus directing your life? Is a word that somebody gave you years ago, is that directing your life? Or is the word of God directing your life? Are there negative spirits that are holding you down and making you feel depressed that are ruling your life? Or is the Holy Spirit of God really directing your life? Like really ask yourself, who is in control? Do I feel like I'm stuck in this dead end? Or do I feel like I'm actually living life? I want you to know that you can live that life in Jesus Christ. And the Bible is referred to us as an abundant life. We don't just live to get by. We don't just live to make it. No, we live this abundant life in Jesus Christ because of all that He's done for us. You can live that life as well. I'd love to talk with you more about this. In fact, I want to encourage you. You can email me at PastorTim@HFCUG.org. You can even comment on Facebook or YouTube, wherever it is you're watching this. You can even talk to the person who invited you to watch this video and ask them how you can become a Jesus follower, how you can overcome your dead ends, how you can live in the life that only Jesus can provide. It can be yours today. We want to welcome you in. Because when you overcome those fears and when you live this life with Jesus, you become part of the family of God. Welcome to the family. You're here. This is your opportunity. Say yes to Him. Let Him lead you to a life that you never thought possible. It's possible. You don't have to live in fear anymore. Walk in His hope, His truth, His grace, for His glory. Amen.